The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If we end up with that gridlock, I would say, if you can, Mitch, go nuclear, because that would be an absolute shame if a man of this quality was caught up in the web. So I would say it's up to Mitch, but I would say go for it.
All right, that was Donald Trump giving advice to Mitch McConnell regarding the nomination of Neil Gorsuch to be the next seat on the Supreme Court, replacing Antonin Scalia. Joining us on the line right now is Susan Crabtree, who is the Senate correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Susan, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
All right, so you heard the president's advice to Mitch McConnell. Is there any indication that the so-called nuclear option may be invoked, or does it look as if Democrats will allow a vote and that this nomination of Neil Gorsuch might actually go through?
Well, it's completely up in the air. Mitch McConnell is an institutionalist. He does not like to change the Senate rules. He knows all too well that that can come back to haunt when there's a Democratic majority and a Democratic president, especially when you're talking about these lifetime appointments to the Supreme Court. He is under pressure, obviously, as you just mentioned, from President Trump. If he does not find the 8 Democrats that are necessary to get over a 60-vote threshold, a procedural threshold, or to fight a filibuster, he is going to be under serious pressure to go ahead and change, to go what we call go nuclear, and change the Senate rules.
You're right. You need 8 Democrats. How's that search looking thus far? Does it look like there might be 8 Democrats?
Well, it's interesting. You have 10 Democrats from states where Trump won in 5. One of those already said, no, I'm not voting for him. Sherrod Brown of Ohio. He's a pretty liberal Democrat. The other 9 are keeping their powder pretty dry, except for Joe Manchin. He says he will not support a filibuster. So there you got one. The others are very, like I said, dicey. It's up in the air right now. I took a look at everything that they have said so far, and it looks like they could squeak out 7, but I don't see the 8 happening as of yet.
Well, that's interesting.
Susan, I just looking at the whole issue regarding the nominee himself and some of the issues coming up, as I recall, the nominee actually cleared confirmation before with a clean vote for him.
A voice vote, no objection heard.
No objection heard. So I'm baffled. I mean, I'm a political scientist by training. I'm baffled of how, even in this circumstance, you can have people now going 180 literally to their prior position with no new information. What do you make of this? Just out of curiosity. I mean, even for Washington, I mean, this seems absurd.
Well, it is that the pressure is going to be on both sides. You already had Bernie Sanders' financial director come out and say, I can see a lot of money wanting to be spent in primaries, to Democratic primary these guys, if they go ahead and cede too much control to Donald Trump and go along with too many of his policies and picks, especially when it comes to the Supreme Court. There are going to be ads running on both sides in these critical key red states where the Democrats are vulnerable.
But Susan, it seems like they're opposing everything. So if you oppose everything, you oppose absolutely nothing. So is there any hint that Democrats are going to get their sea legs, so to speak, to figure out that you got to start picking your battles?
Well, they did vote. There was 4 that voted for Rex Tillerson,
right.
And I found that pretty interesting. He was going to pass no matter what, but he did attract a few more. It's just a very, very partisan, the most partisan I've seen at the beginning of a new president.
These guys are under a lot of pressure, Susan, no doubt. The Democrats are under a lot of pressure from those who have supported Democrats in the past who want to see a fight on everything, especially on a Supreme Court nominee. But I'm wondering about it. From their standpoint, are there Democrats who see the following scenario? If we block this one, they'll invoke the nuclear option. And that means that this will then go through. There's not much we can do about it. And not only will it go through, we will set the stage for the next Supreme Court nominee to also go through on 51 votes. Now, if that were to take place, if we lose another member of the Supreme Court, if another member of the Supreme Court resigns, then it would move it to a potentially 6-3 conservative court. Doesn't it make sense from Democrats' standpoint to pick the battle the next time? In other words, to let this one go through, but understand that you're preserving your rights to object to the next nominee.
Absolutely. And I think you see a lot of sound and fury at the beginning of these Supreme Court fights, and that's why I'm focusing on the 8. I do see that Mark Warner was one of the people who voted for Tillerson, which shows to me that he, even though Virginia went for Clinton, it was close. And he is watching this very, very carefully. And so when this is all going to be playing out up until April, up until the April recess, Mitch McConnell has said he won't let the members leave, the senators leave for their recess. You know, that's a big time threat from Mitch McConnell already. If they don't let the Supreme Court nominee go through, you're going to see whatever these Senate Democrats do, these 8 or the 10 up in vulnerable states, it's going to be, you're going to be watching them very quick, carefully. They're saying right now, I want to sit down with him first. I want to go through the process. I want to hear carefully what he has to say. After all those things, those sit downs happen, which takes place over a matter of 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to have a, you know, the committee vetting process. That usually takes, just the vetting itself takes 45 days, and then the committee has its vote. That could be put off by Democrats for a week. We're talking about April here.
Wow.
So this is, you know, very early on in the process so far. And I do think you're right, though, that Democrats could squeak one out for Gorsuch, because he, like you said, he won by a voice vote last time. It wasn't even a recorded vote, So there was no controversy associated with him when he was up for circuit court judge.
Well, right. Susan, thank you so much for bringing us your expertise, and this is one we're going to watch very closely, as you say, apparently for a couple more months.
Yes, exactly. Plays out.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.